The teams, logos, and names discussed in this video are fictional and are not affiliated with or endorsed by any real-world companies or organizations. Welcome to the pregame show for what may be the most important contest of the past quarter century. These teams are not playing for a trophy. They are playing to determine what kind of future gets passed along to the next generation. An all-seeing surveillance state? Or a country that respects the autonomy and dignity of people to get a breath of fresh air without being tracked in a database somewhere? The surveillance titans are a big, powerful, and well-financed team that has been racking up victory after victory ever since the Patriot Act was signed into law in October 2001. Now let's meet the surveillance titans' starting lineup. At quarterback, Palantir, turning massive government data sets into predictive intelligence. In the backfield, Flock Safety, warrantless, real-time, and historic license plate tracking on streets and highways across the country. They are joined by Fog Data Science, providing mass mobile device location data without a warrant. At tight end, Cellebrite, extracting data straight from your phone, alongside Paragon Solutions with graphite spyware capable of covert smartphone surveillance. Out wide, Clearview AI, facial recognition, built by scraping the internet. And then there are the heavy hitters, Google with location histories for geofence warrants, Meta mapping social connections and fulfilling law enforcement data requests, Amazon powering police departments through cloud infrastructure and providing Ring doorbell video to Flock Safety. On the line, AT&T collecting call records and location data, and LexisNexis aggregating personal data at a massive scale. That's just the starting lineup, and this team has a very deep bench. This isn't a conspiracy, it's a highly profitable surveillance ecosystem that has been practicing and playing together for years. Now let's look at the other side of the field, the Civil Liberty Sentinels. At quarterback, Institute for Justice, challenging government overreach and defending individual rights. In the backfield, Electronic Frontier Foundation, fighting for digital privacy. Alongside the American Civil Liberties Union, taking surveillance abuses to court. At tight end, the Center for Democracy and Technology, shaping tech governance and surveillance policy. And Privacy International, pushing for global accountability. Out wide, Fight for the Future, mobilizing public opposition to mass surveillance. Then there is the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, focused on facial recognition and policing oversight. On the defensive line, Citizen Lab, uncovering spyware like Pegasus and Graphite. And the Electronic Privacy Information Center, using FOIAs to bring surveillance programs into the light. In the secondary, ProPublica, exposing data abuse and policing failures. And Business Reform, bringing independent journalism and public education on surveillance to a broader audience. That's the Sentinel starting lineup, lawyers, researchers, journalists, and yes, creators, pushing back against unchecked surveillance. There was some controversy in last week's game as the Civil Liberty Sentinels claimed the surveillance titans were spying on their huddles on the field, but all the game's officials claimed they didn't see any violations of the rules. The Sentinels also claimed the surveillance titans were spying on them in their locker room during halftime. A spokesperson for the Titans said if they weren't doing anything wrong, they shouldn't worry about who's watching and listening to them in their locker room. This morning, a citizen journalist snapped a rare photo of the Surveillance Titans team bus, picking up their hydration staff before the game. A lot of people see this as an extremely lopsided game. Some of the companies in the Surveillance Titans starting lineup are worth trillions of dollars apiece, and some of their players have friends in very high places. But the Civil Liberty Sentinels have one significant advantage, the 12th man. The 12th man is a large, energized crowd proven to alter the outcome of a game, boosting their team's confidence while disrupting the opposing offense. This effect is real. Earlier this month, the enthusiasm of the Seattle Seahawks fans registered on seismic equipment in the stadium. The vast majority of the Surveillance Titans' wins over the past quarter century have been won behind closed doors and behind the backs of the American public. The former Director of National Intelligence even lied under oath to Congress to prevent the American public from learning about just how much surveillance we have been under since the Patriot Act was signed into law. Even the startling revelations leaked by Edward Snowden in 2013 failed to get the home crowd fired up enough to become the 12th man on the field, in part because so much of the surveillance was invisible and abstract to everyday life. But that is changing as the surveillance infrastructure is becoming increasingly visible to the public. Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. The American public never consented to the level of surveillance imposed on us by the surveillance titans. My goal is to make educational videos to inform the public about the dramatic increase of surveillance they never consented to, and to force a public debate on this issue. We need to unite and energize the crowd to turn them into the 12th man, and that starts with public awareness. I hired a human artist to create the logos for the Civil Liberty Sentinels and the Surveillance Titans. I then created a line of merchandise with these logos on them. These hats, shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and water bottles are more than just a cool design. They are conversation starters. When your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers see you wearing or drinking out of Civil Liberty Sentinels drinkware, they may ask, is that a real team? Or what are the Civil Liberty Sentinels? This is your golden opportunity to talk to them about the increasing amount of surveillance we are all being subjected to without our consent. In my experience, the vast majority of people who learn about this level of surveillance don't like it, and as our numbers grow, we can more effectively push back on it. I have several privacy-related projects underway, and some of the proceeds from this merchandise may go toward open records and transparency efforts, things like filing public records requests and covering the costs that come with them. The merchandise store is now open, and you can order items today to show everyone which team you support and to begin encouraging conversations with the people you meet about the importance of legally and peacefully pushing back on mass surveillance. Awareness is how games like this start to turn. What other ideas do you have to energize the home crowd into becoming the 12th man? I can't wait to read your comments.